Hey there, welcome to the Student to CEO podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Mason. We're talking to entrepreneurs who launched their business at a young age and they're now killing the game. Tune in to our episodes as these guests spill the dirt on taking that leap into entrepreneurship just like they did. Hey everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Student to CEO podcast. I'm thrilled to be launching a community just like this one that is so incredibly important to encourage entrepreneurs to follow their dreams regardless of their age. I want to thank you for not only listening to this episode and the ones that will follow, but for also supporting all that Student to CEO stands for. I really wanted to focus this first episode on talking about not only why Student to CEO exists, but also talking a little bit more about myself and my journey, because that's really what inspired this whole movement. So let's get started. I'm Ashley Mason. I'm a marketing consultant and I own my own marketing firm called Dash of Social. I'm a speaker and I'm the founder of Student to CEO. I started my business when I was 19 years old. So I'm currently 23 as you're listening to this, but I started it almost 4 years ago. Since starting it in 2016, I've successfully grown it to reach six figures by the time I turned 21, and I now work for it full time. I've also been featured in prominent publications such as TEDx, The Huffington Post, Thrive Global, and Sway Magazine. If it isn't obvious already, I'm super passionate about pursuing entrepreneurship at a young age, and I really hope to inspire others to take that leap just like I did. So to really talk about my story, I've always been entrepreneurial for as long as I can remember. It was actually since I was 6 years old where my sisters and I used to play this game called Stores, where we each pretended to have our own stores and shop around with fake money. I became seriously obsessed with the game, to put it lightly, and I begged them to play it with me so much that they eventually became sick of it. But truthfully, there was something about the whole idea of making money and hopefully one day making a lot of it that really drew me in, and it all stemmed from there. Since then, I always found ways to make money when I was young, even though I truthfully didn't even need it. I really recall being 10 years old and sitting at my family computer to Google how to make money as a 10-year-old. But the thing is, I felt so disappointed with the search results that populated. The options were things such as becoming a mother's helper, running a lemonade stand, and asking your parents for chores. The reason why I felt so disappointed was because I wanted something more. And it's really that whole feeling of wanting something more that has followed me and pushed me to where I am today. I got my first real taste of entrepreneurship when I was 15 years old. So I was actually just beginning my sophomore year of high school. And as if I didn't already have a ton on my plate by being a high school student, playing sports, hanging out with friends and family, and working part-time at a coffee shop, I decided to start a blog. So I started this blog. It was a fashion and lifestyle blog called Lily and Lemons. I basically treated it as if it was a part-time job. So I spent probably at least 10 to 15 hours per week writing posts, connecting with other bloggers and companies, growing my social media accounts, and really finding different ways to make my corner of the internet something that I was super passionate about. Because I spent so much time growing it and focusing on it, I actually got the opportunity to work with a lot of smaller companies on paid partnerships. So I would attend press events, they'd compensate me just to write about their company, they send me their products to review, and so much more. I realized through working with these companies that they didn't really have much of a social media presence. But through my own experience of growing my blog through social media, I realized just how important it was to use that as a tool for growing your brand. I had a little bit of experience myself just because of the fact that I grew my blog through social media, and it was something that I started to become really passionate about. So I wanted to kind of dive into that more and also help out the companies that I had relationships with, and I therefore offered to help them pro bono services for marketing. From there, I helped these companies that I already had relationships with to build marketing strategies, manage influencer relationships, optimize and grow their social media accounts. Once I really got even more experience under my belt, built case studies, and felt totally confident and excited about what I was doing, I realized that this was actually the path that I wanted to take in life. So truthfully, up until that point, I actually wanted to be an accountant, And now I actually have to kind of laugh at that thought. So much love to all of you accountants and money lovers out there, because what you do is so incredible. But I realized it was something that just wasn't for me. And I actually realized through blogging, through starting this creative hobby of mine, that marketing was the route that I wanted to take. From there, I was actually opened up into the world of freelance marketing gigs. So I was actually just starting my senior year of high school. I was 17 years old when I started getting paid to market for other companies. It was pretty casual work. It was just some things that I would take on here and there. It was usually referrals from people that I knew, whether it was other bloggers or other agency owners. I would just kind of help out when they needed. But again, I realized that this was something I was really passionate about, and it kind of got me thinking that for years of knowing that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but having absolutely no idea what I wanted that business to be, I finally knew that I wanted to one day own a marketing firm. But because of the idea that society tends to put in our heads that launching a business super young is totally out of the box and totally not something we should be doing, and instead we should be focusing on building a corporate career, that's the path that I thought I had to take. I thought I would have to go through college, work for another marketing agency, build an incredibly successful 20-plus year career, and then launch my own venture. I never thought that I would be able to immediately start my own business when I was young and grow it to be something that I could take full time, just because that's something that not many people do. It kind of goes against the societal norms of following that 9-to-5 route or climbing the corporate ladder. It wasn't until my mom was diagnosed with brain cancer the day after my 19th birthday in January 2016 was when things really changed. Her diagnosis, for someone who was incredibly amazing, healthy, and kind, made me realize that life is short and the best time to follow your dreams is now. So I did. I spent the next 8 months working my butt off, basically, and really finding ways to continue learning about marketing, building a business plan, seeing if I could find everything I know about how to best pursue this opportunity forward before I finally launched Dash of Social in 2016. So I was 19 years old when I started Dash of Social, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, and things ended up really kind of taking off from there. There were so many different things about my journey that were part of the ups and downs. It was clearly a roller coaster ride, but there is definitely one thing that stuck out as the most difficult part of starting my business when I was young, and that was really just getting people to take me seriously. And I think that's a lot of things that people around this age tend to really face and struggle with, is that they have this business idea, they know they can pursue it, but there's just people around them who don't exactly see that same vision that they do. I was constantly getting asked questions, how are you going to get health insurance? Shouldn't you get that real world experience first? Can you even pay yourself? And things like that. It's like, instead of people being happy for me and supporting me, it's almost like they were pushing their doubt onto me. And I want to also say too that I'm incredibly blessed that I have the most supporting family and friends who have always believed in me from the beginning. But of course, like anyone can really relate to, there are always going to be people who just don't really seem that same vision as you do. So I knew I could do it. And most importantly, my parents knew I could do it. So I said to myself, if the two most important people to me in my life, my mom and dad, knew I could do this and supported me every step of the way, then I knew I could do it too. And I wasn't going to let anyone else's opinions stop me from doing what I thought was best. So that was really the most difficult part, was just kind of getting people to take me seriously. It's like, when I was 19 and I told people that I owned a business, it was kind of like, oh, you own a business? It wasn't really something that people thought to be exciting or cool or interesting, which is what I thought it was. I was really proud of it. I was super proud of myself that I was stepping out of my comfort zone and starting a business. But when you mention that at such a young age, it makes people kind of take a step back and be like, eh, I'm not really sure if that's the best route for you to go. And unfortunately, that's something that too many people also experience as well. On the flip side, there have definitely been a lot of rewarding experiences that I've faced. And I really owe this all to the fact that I just started so young. I like to think about the fact that if maybe I started older, which of course there is absolutely no shame in that, Would I have actually gotten these same achievements or same results at this older age? Or because of my age, is it that I was really able to reach these milestones? So the most rewarding thing by far of starting Dash of Social when I was 19 was just getting freedom in so many aspects. And so money tends to be the thing that a lot of entrepreneurs say is the most rewarding part of their journey. We can make as much money as we want. We can charge the prices that we want. We really have no cap to any type of salary or income, which is true. And so, yes, I do love that part, but that is absolutely not the most important part to me. The most rewarding part to me about starting my business was the freedom in so many other aspects outside of finances. So having control over my time and having control over the people that I work with. So one of the things that I didn't even realize with being an entrepreneur, I mean, it's kind of like a stereotypical type thing where when you become an entrepreneur, people are like, oh, you can work anywhere, which is true. So that's one of the things that I love most about it was the fact that I could work my schedule for something that worked for me. So if I needed to take a doctor's appointment and I needed to stop working in the middle of the day, that is something that I never take for granted because I knew if I had a corporate job and I needed to really go to this important appointment, I would have to coordinate with my boss about working half a day or even taking the full day off, trying to move around schedules, things like that. With myself, if I know I have something coming up, I adjust my own schedule. I don't need to report to anyone and ask them if I can do this. I just go ahead and do it. Following that, living in Massachusetts, I love the beach. And if you live in New England or even Massachusetts as well, you know that the summer months and the warm weather is short-lived here. So because of that, I like to take advantage of being able to adjust my schedule so I can actually enjoy that weather when it comes. So actually, when the summertime comes, I'm taking Fridays off. I am not in my office. I'm not working. I'm not responding to emails. I am at the beach. And that is another thing that I realized just this past summer when I was sitting at the beach. It was a Friday. It was a beautiful day. I was reading an awesome book. I realized just how lucky I was. I was lucky, but then I also realized that I worked hard to get to that point to be able to take every Friday off and not have any repercussions of it. So that was one of the things that really stood out to me and really made me realize that I have made the most positive change in my life. I have worked so hard to get to this point to be able to take this time off and not have any negative aspects come out of it. So that was one of the things that really meant a lot to me was just being able to have all the time in the world and do what I wanted with it. So, but that isn't to say though, that just because I take a day off or take time off, that time is just whatever, it's forgotten about. I do have to make it up. So that is one of the things that does come with entrepreneurship. So kind of unlike working in a 9-to-5 or in the corporate world, if you take time off, that's kind of like it. You don't usually, I mean, depending on your industry or the company you work for, maybe, but you don't usually have to make that time up in any certain way. But being an entrepreneur, you have to. So yes, it's nice to be able to take Fridays off in the summer, but that means that those 8-ish hours that I would have spent working on a Friday, I have pushed to earlier in the week. So I'm working later at night. Maybe I'm starting my day earlier. Maybe I'm working a little bit on the weekend. I'm always having to add that extra time in somewhere, but to me, it's 100% worth it because I know I'm spending my time the way that I want it to. Another rewarding aspect of the freedom part is just having freedom over the people that I work with. So I am super passionate about all of my clients that I work with. They are incredible. They have done amazing things in their industries, and they provide services and sell products that I personally care about. But that's the thing. I have full control over who I work with. So if I were to have a potential client come my way and I don't feel like they're a good fit, or I'm not really that excited about their company, I don't have to take that project on. And that is something that means a lot to me because if I were to work for a marketing agency owned by someone else, I would get thrown dozens of projects my way that just probably completely bored me to death, to be honest. And so it's really important to me that I'm able to take on different projects and work with people that genuinely excite me because it's when I feel excited and motivated and creative and inspired that I'm able to produce my best work. And when I genuinely feel passionate about the project, then I know I'm of course going to be investing so much of my time and my effort and my energy in it, but it's going to be so rewarding because I specifically chose to do so. So that's another thing that has just meant so much to me over the past almost 4 years of starting Dash of Social is just being able to almost handpick the clients that come through my firm and knowing that they're such awesome people and people that I'm truly lucky to be working with. Following the freedom aspect of the benefits of starting my own company, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I have achieved amazing milestones for someone at a young age. And so that's actually difficult for me to say, to be honest. So I always say that I'm a type A person and I always am looking ahead rather than living in the present. And so because of that, it's really hard for me to be able to kind of acknowledge where I am right now and appreciate all that I've accomplished, because what I typically end up doing is I end up doing something and then I'm like, okay, well, I did that. Now I need to do this. So I may end up reaching a goal of mine that I have, but instead of really celebrating myself, I end up thinking what needs to be done next to be even bigger and be even better. So that is definitely something I'm working on, because of course we need to be celebrating all of the wins in our life, no matter how big or how small. But yeah, that's something that I really struggle with, is just being able to say that I'm proud of what I've done. So there have been a few things that have really stuck out in this past almost 4 years of being an entrepreneur that have been life-changing for me, to be honest. So firstly, as I mentioned within my mini bio at this episode, I reached my first six-figure year when I was 21. So by the end of 2018, I was officially a six-figure business owner. I was still a senior in college, actually, when I reached that point. I was 21 years old, and it was an amazing feeling. It's almost like I looked at my profit and loss statement for the year as I was preparing my taxes for my accountant in disbelief, because I was like, wait a second, is this actually real? Like, I'm still in school. How is this even possible? This isn't something that people don't even see until years down the line, maybe even over a decade down the line. And so that was something that almost just kind of made me realize, like, whoa, this is a thing. And if you can do this, other people can too. And so that was pretty monumental for me. Following that, I graduated in May 2019 from college. And from there, I immediately took Dash of Social full time. So that was another thing that stood out to me as well, and something that will always be an incredible turning point in my personal growth too, not only professional, but that's because when I started Dash of Social, I had no idea that I would be taking it full time when I graduated. If someone were to tell me right when I started it in September 2016, hey, Ashley, by May 2019, you'll be full time with this, I'd probably laugh at them. And that's because I always just assumed, and I don't think I ever fully believed in myself, but I just kind of assumed that Dash of Social would be something that I'd do on the side and build up to kind of make a little bit of extra money as I get through college. And then I would kind of go towards working for another marketing agency rather than following my own route. So being able to say that I took my business full time, which truthfully at my college, and I know many other colleges around, not many people were doing. So I was definitely standing a little bit out of the crowd, which felt a little bit lonely, but it felt really powerful for me to say, when people would always ask, what are your plans for graduation? My answer was always, I'm taking my business full time. And being able to actually say that and believe it was monumental. Following that, I got my own office space. So I had always been working in my house up until I ended up getting this space, but I was kind of all over the place. So I would have notebooks on my kitchen table, my laptop on the living room couch, chargers and pens and everything else in my room, up on my bed upstairs. I was kind of a little bit spaced out. And I also realized that by working from home, I was working a lot more, because work and home were the same place. I didn't have that physical distinction to actually be able to shut the door, lock it, drive away, and drive back home. So because of that, I was working all hours of the day. I'm definitely an early person. And so because of that, I'd wake up super early, go to the gym, get back, instantly dive into work, and then I wouldn't stop working until probably 10 or 11 o'clock at night. So when you're first starting a business, I think it's important to be able to have that drive and motivation to work, put in all those hours at work so you can really grow something that you're passionate about and grow something to be successful. But having work-life balance is really important too. So it was actually my dad and my twin sister who literally sat me down this summer and said, "Ashley, you really need to look into getting an office space." So I did. And so I'm actually recording this episode in my office, which I absolutely love. And to be honest, it's still a dream almost 8 months later to drive here every single day and realize that what I put into with all this effort and hard work is what brought me an office space like this. Again, I never would have thought that at 22, because I got this when I was 22, at 22 years old, I would be working in my own space. Another amazing thing that really followed the drive that I've had throughout my career of building up my company was being able to pay off my student loans. So I was lucky with the fact that with going to college, I received a really wonderful scholarship that I am incredibly lucky and thankful to have gotten. But I also was able to pay my own tuition throughout college. So my parents are the best parents in the world, but I didn't want to put that burden on them of having them pay my tuition. And I know that they would, but I had actually said to them that I would be the one to pay it. And so each semester, I was paying my tuition. And then at the end of the year, when I graduated, I had said to myself, I'm going to pay off my student loans before I need to even actually start paying them. So as of October 2019, which was less than 6 months after I graduated, I officially paid off my student loans in full. That was almost $34,000. So with that moment, I'll be a little honest here, something that I haven't actually told many people about before, but when I called my student loan companies to pay off those debts, I actually was sitting in my office here. It was a Friday morning, and I got off the phone and I just started bawling my eyes out. And the reason for that was because I realized that I had worked so hard to get to that moment. So it was a happy moment. It was happy tears, nothing to be sad about, but it just kind of hit me. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I'm the type of person who is never acknowledging the goals that I've reached or the success that I've had because I'm always thinking about what I could do more. And it was actually that moment that made me realize it actually stopped me. It made me think, Ashley, look at what you've done. I mean, not many people are unfortunately able to pay their student loans like this right away. And so that was something that made me realize that it's something I need to be proud of. And so that was a huge moment for me too, because I never would have thought, I mean, especially if I were to work for another company, I never would have been able to pay those student loans right away. But because I had started Dash of Social when I was 19 and started making money and more importantly, saving it, I had all of that set aside and it wasn't even like a really something drastic to be able to spend. It wasn't like if I were to spend it all, then I'd be left broke. I had more savings, so I could pay it off and not even face the repercussions of it. And that was something that meant a lot to me. Lastly, as I shared in my bio as well, I gave a TED Talk this past October. So in October 2019, I gave a TED Talk at the age of 22. And the really cool thing about this was that I was actually approached to be a speaker. And so that was an incredibly humbling moment for me because I had no idea that the event was even happening, but the event managers reached out to me. I was at my alma mater, so shout out to Stonehill College, but the event managers reached out to me knowing my story and because of that wanted me to be a speaker. So this theme was on the challenge of change, so just talking about the difficulties of change throughout the world. And because of that, I focused on the challenge of change and the fact that my change was going against the societal norms of taking a 9-to-5 job or continuing your education and instead starting my own business. So getting up on that stage and delivering my 12-minute talk was mind-blowing, to be honest with you. It's like I had always had giving a TED Talk on my bucket list, but I never thought I would be able to do it at such a young age. And it's what made me realize that being an entrepreneur has opened up so many opportunities that A, wouldn't have happened until later in my life if I accepted a corporate job, or B, wouldn't have happened at all. I mean, I think about some of this stuff like the office space. I wouldn't be buying my own office space if I worked for someone else. With the TED Talk, I doubt I'd ever give one if I worked for another company, because that talk was all about my experience with entrepreneurship and my journey. And so it's moments like those that made me realize that I am lucky and I absolutely love the life that I live. So I know that was like a little long-winded about the most difficult and rewarding parts of my business, but there have definitely been ups and downs, and I fully believe that it's just as important to acknowledge the failures and the losses as it is the successes and the lessons. So there has been a lot of people who have asked me, "You're so young and you've achieved so much. What do you think led to your success?" And there is one thing that I say time after time again that I think has led me to where I am today, and that is the fact that my mindset or my business model is focusing on people rather than dollar signs. So I think that's one thing that many people tend to really focus too much on is, of course, we need to focus on driving sales and pushing people to buy our products or invest in our services. But sometimes people forget that the people you're talking to on the other end, the people within your target market, are just that. They're people. They're not dollar signs. And so being able to talk to someone compassionately and genuinely be there to support them and help them in the best way that I can has by far grown my business better than any other marketing strategy that I've done. And that is coming from someone who's a marketing expert, right? So what I mean by that is I am always willing to give a helping hand. One of the things that I do daily is I actually love to engage in Facebook groups. Facebook groups have been an incredible asset for my business, just being able to join other groups and engage in there and connect with other people. In 2019 alone, actually 76% of Dash of Social's clients came from Facebook groups. So that'll probably be another episode topic further down the line. But that's the thing, is that Facebook groups are full of people. And so, of course, marketing is something that many people struggle with when it comes to starting or growing a business. And so within those Facebook groups, people are constantly asking questions about how to use social media, how to really figure out email marketing, whether blogging is right for them or not, anything like that. And so one of the things that I've always consistently done is that whenever someone asks a question, I just answer it. I never try to pitch myself. I never try to get them on the phone with me and try to sell them something. I simply answer it. And I think that's something that people tend to kind of get a little mixed on, is that sometimes people will see others just simply asking a question and it falls within their expertise. They'll answer the question, but then try to sell the person something. And if the person never specifically said, "I would like to hire someone to teach me this or someone to do this for me," then it really isn't the best idea to go ahead and pitch yourself. Instead, you should focus on being a resource rather than someone who's just trying to get money. Going along with that too, one of the things that people kind of joke about with me, and I've actually heard this multiple times over the past week, is that I know everyone. And so when people tell me that, it actually makes me smile, because it makes me think of my mom. And people always joked about my mom and said that she was the one who knew everyone. But it's true. I've slowly realized that I've also started to become that person as well. And that's just because I realized that I have a genuine passion for connecting others, which makes sense why I started this community, right? I mean, I'm connecting all of you together. But I genuinely love to connect with entrepreneurs, learn more about their businesses, what their expertise is, what services they provide or products that they sell, and keep all of that in my back pocket. Because people are constantly coming to me and saying, "Ashley, who do you recommend for a web designer? Who do you recommend for a business coach? Who do you recommend for a physical therapist even?" I mean, something that's outside of business. People are always asking me for referrals, and I love to have those people in my back pocket so I could say, "Oh, I have just the right person for you." And I'm always happy to make a connection or make an introduction. And that has truly been something that sticks out to other people as well, is the fact that I take the time to simply connect people who would be a great relationship to have, whether it's for business reasons or whether they just have complementary industries and they'd be good to know each other. But I'm always finding ways to bring people together and help each other out, because when you help someone else grow, you're helping yourself grow. And that is a really important thing to learn and understand. So just being able to focus on thinking about how can I give rather than get has been able to help me continue to grow my business month after month. Through starting Dash of Social, I will be honest, there have been many things that I wish I did differently, or many things that I know now that I wish I knew then. But the one that has seriously stuck out with me the most time after time again is just being able to follow my gut. I wish when I first started out that I followed my gut more, because it may sound cliche, but it's true. Your gut knows. Like, follow your instincts. And there are a few specific things that I mean by that. So firstly, there have been times where I've talked to people on the phone who have been interested in hiring me, and I really had that feeling where I'm like, you know what? I don't know if they're a good fit. I don't know if this would work out. But to be honest with you, because this was at the beginning of my business and I was still growing, I really wanted the money. And so because of that, I took on the projects. But what I should have done was I should have listened to my gut and followed that instinct, and instead referred them to someone else or just not taken the project on, because they pretty much always ended up in headaches, more stress, and lost money. And so that's one of the things that I've realized throughout the course of owning my business, is that your sanity is so much more important than money. And you being able to turn someone away because you don't think they're a good fit for your mission or your goals or what you're really looking to focus on is what will really be able to allow you to start taking on opportunities to actually attract people and other projects that are the perfect fit for you. And so being able to actually say no rather than say yes to everything, because personally that's something that I always struggle with, is I have a very hard time saying no, both personally and professionally. But being able to say no is something that is really strong and courageous. That takes a lot of guts, because we want to be able to help people. We want to please people. We want to be able to support them in any way that we can, but we can't do it all, especially if it's with people that just don't align with what we're looking for. And so that's one of the things that I wish I did more of. And truthfully, I've still done it. Like, even up to these past 3.5-ish years, I've still taken on projects that I thought weren't a good fit, but did them anyway. And so that's one thing that I really suggest to you, which I know is hard, especially when you're just starting out. Like, someone comes to you, they want to work with you, they're ready to give you their money, but you have something that's holding you back or you just don't feel in it. So that can be hard, because you're like, I want their money, I want to keep growing. But again, being able to say no and open up the space for someone else to come through who will be that perfect fit will do you so much in your business. And that is one thing that I truthfully wish I learned a lot earlier, or at least followed when I had really first started out. So you know by now that, of course, I started my company when I was 19. And of course, I was young, because that's one of the big reasons why Student to CEO exists. But it is incredibly important to me that entrepreneurs follow their dreams at a young age, regardless of what other people may think. And so there are a few reasons why I feel so passionate about this. So firstly, if you're even thinking about taking a leap, it's an indication that you should 100% take that leap. But I want to be clear about something. I think that shiny object syndrome is definitely a thing. I have been totally guilty of it. But always keep in mind that if you continuously to have an idea that keeps coming back and back and back to you, that you just can't stop thinking about it, you need to do it. That was me with Dash of Social. I kept having this idea coming to me since I was like probably 17 or 18, because that's when I started freelancing. But it kept coming to me and coming to me, and I kept pushing it off because I'm like, oh no, I'm not old enough, as if that really matters. But I kept being like, I'm not old enough. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do that. But it kept coming back. And it wasn't until my mom's diagnosis of glioblastoma that made me be like, you know what? I need to do it. I don't care what other people think. And now look at where I am. And the same thing can happen with you. If you're even thinking about an idea, you need to do it, because chances are, if you feel so strongly about it, other people will feel strongly about it too. And if you need it, chances are other people will need it too. That's kind of like the reason for starting Student to CEO as well. I've had this idea for at least a year, because I started getting this idea around the time that I was graduating. I probably got it at some point throughout my senior year of college. But to be truthful with you, I didn't know it was always going to be Student to CEO. I thought it was going to be some other type of community. And I kept thinking to myself, I don't know what I'm doing. Why should I start a community when I'm still like a young entrepreneur? Once I started to really figure out that this was the direction that I wanted to go in, I kept saying, like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, who am I to start a community to encourage people to start their businesses while young when I'm still young? But I kept thinking and thinking and thinking about it. And I would stay up late at night because I was so excited about the idea of this. And I would start working on ideas that I had for Student to CEO before it was even really formed and before it was even actually a thing. And that's when I realized, if I can't stop thinking about it, I need to do it. And so that is one thing that you really need to keep in mind as well, is that if you have this business idea or project idea or side hustle idea, whatever it may be, and you cannot let it go, then you need to act upon it and move forward. Because that is something that is proven to you, that when you're passionate about it, you will make it successful regardless of what you or other people think. Another huge benefit of starting a business while young is that you have more time to make an impact. So as I mentioned earlier, the achievements that I faced at being only 23 years old is something that I never would have thought to happen in my entire lifespan. But when you start a business while you're young, it means that you have even more time to continue working on it and growing it as you get older. Compared to if you start your business in your 50s, which of course there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, but if you start your business in your 50s, you have less time to work on growing it and building it and making it something you absolutely love compared to if you started it in your 20s about 30 years earlier. So imagine how much more you can do with an extra year, never mind 30 years. And that's why it's so important to be able to act upon the thoughts that you have and continue to live out your dreams, because there's something that allows you to make a difference in the world. And thirdly, the reason why it's so important for individuals to start a business at a young age is the fact that if it doesn't work out, there will always be other options available. I mean, this is something that so many people say, but when you're young, you typically don't have many responsibilities. So maybe you really only have student loans. Maybe you need to pay for your phone and car. But most of us don't have mortgages. Most of us don't have children and other responsibilities that come typically as you get older. So it's not like you have all these financial responsibilities that you need to be focusing on. You just have more time and you can do more because you have more flexibility with your life. And so that's what's so great about it. But if you start your business while you're young and it doesn't work out, that's okay. You can easily jump into the corporate world and nothing will be bad about that. So that's what other people had actually said to me. So it's kind of like I had the people who didn't necessarily think that entrepreneurship was the best route for me to go. But then I had people who also supported me and let me know that, like, hey, if this doesn't work out, it's okay because you can just go right into getting a job after college and it won't even matter, which is true. So there are so many pieces of advice that I would love to give all of you, and I know I will throughout these multiple episodes to follow with incredible guests and in our Facebook group and through blog posts and resources and all of that amazing stuff. But if there was one thing I could say to someone who may be just starting out that I think they should absolutely focus on is this: always surround yourself with people who are smarter than you and keep learning, because that's how you grow. I always say that one of the reasons why I was able to grow Dash of Social is because I hired an incredible team that is smarter than me. They can focus on tasks that I don't know how to do. They have expertise that I don't have. They have experience that I don't have. They have so many other things that make them smarter than me in various aspects, and that is valuable to me. And being able to have those people on my team to support my clients and love them in the same way that I do has been amazing for being able to grow something that I'm truly passionate about. tying along with that, you really want to always make sure that you're continuing to learn, because that's how you try to figure things out. So you should always look into taking courses, watching webinars, reading blogs, listening to podcasts like this one. Just surround yourself with so much knowledge, because that's how you start to figure out this whole little thing called entrepreneurship and start to feel like you're really on your way and know what you're doing. Truthfully, I still don't know what I'm doing. I didn't know what I was doing when I started, and I feel like I still don't know then. Sure, I figured a lot of stuff out, but there are always ways for us to continue learning. And that really leads me into the reason for starting Student to CEO. So as I shared, when I first started, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. I didn't have contracts. I didn't know how to invoice clients. I didn't know how to set prices. I didn't know what my services should be. I didn't know how to design a website. I mean, seriously, people, the list could go on and on. There were so many things that I had no idea what the answer was. And I was constantly turning to Google and trying to find out the answer that way. And also, I felt alone in trying to find the answer. I mean, no one else my age was starting a business, and here I was doing something all on my own. I had to figure it out by myself. I had to be completely independent, and it was lonely. There were so many times where I just need to vent to someone or need to get a second set of eyes on something or ask for advice, and I didn't have that. And so that's what made me realize, for the past year, as I got to the point of being able to grow my business further and take it full time, that this is something that people need. I needed Student to CEO when I was just starting Dash of Social. I needed to ask these questions about contracts and invoices and pricing and hiring teams and making more money and all of this stuff. And I needed people that I could turn to ask for advice and get their support and celebrate wins with them and help them, have them pick me up when I face losses. I mean, there's so many things that I needed then that I didn't have. And I said to myself, if I needed this, then there are so many other people who need it too. And so really, that's why I started Student to CEO, is not only because of my own entrepreneurial journey, to make you realize that if me, I'm just an ordinary person, if I can do this, you can too. But I also wanted to be able to provide you with the space that will make you feel supported, helped, motivated, and appreciated. And that's where Student to CEO is going to step in for you. Thank you so much for listening to this first episode of the Student to CEO podcast. I'm super excited to be sharing this incredible community with you and all of the amazing experts and resources that we have. But if there's any question that you have at any point in time, please know that you can reach out to us, because we are here for you and we are going to help you grow the venture of your dreams. So if you'd like to connect with us further, but beyond these podcast episodes that will be launched, you can view the show notes to find a link to our social media accounts, how to contact us, and all of that amazing stuff, because we are here and we're so grateful to have you on this journey with us. Thanks so much for listening today. I'd love it if you could subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with those who could use it most. For show notes and more information, go to studenttoceo.com/podcast.